It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
A lie can travel halfway around the world before the truth can get its boots on. A quote from Mark Twain. One more thought from Mr. Twain is here. Besides, as the vilest writer has his readers, so the greatest liar has his believers. And it often happens that if a lie be believed only for an hour, it has done its work, and there is no further occasion for it. Falsehood flies, and the truth comes limping after it, so that when men come to be undeceived, it is too late. The jest is over, and the tale has had its effect and done its damage. How many are still clinging to pacifying lies as opposed to facing unpleasant truths? How many are still choosing to turn two blind eyes to the converging catastrophes that are closing in on all sides, as opposed to showing the courage to face such existential threats in the critical attempt to alter the current course? At this most critical hour, how many will choose to face the truth head on and to prioritize accordingly? Numerous critical breaking headline reports will be covered in this broadcast, dire frontline news that is absolutely necessary to know, however unpleasant this news may be. And for the record, I don't ask or want anyone to believe anything I report on. I'm asking you to show the courage to objectively investigate. We cannot change the current course unless we are willing to face the truth. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for July 7th, 2018. This is a commercial-free program brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org. It's broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, 105.7 FM, Saturday morning 6 to 7, Sunday morning 7 to 8. Global Alert News also is rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network on Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and on other stations. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. If you're in the Reading area, free geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Reading area, the latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Also, color glossy flyers for the upcoming July 28th geoengineeringwatch.org awareness and call to action event at the Shasta County Fairgrounds can now be picked up from Orchard Nutrition in Reading. Or flyers can be reprinted from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org from the post on that event, top center of the homepage. Update on the upcoming July 28th critical climate engineering awareness event in Northern California at the Shasta County Fairgrounds, again in Anderson, California. Momentum is building rapidly for this free event with free informational materials that will be given out at the event. A full informational post with an event flyer PDF, as I stated, is on the top center of the geoengineeringwatch.org homepage. Speakers at the event include former government scientists, a former commercial airline pilot, an EPA whistleblower that was fired for trying to bring climate engineering to light, and, as I stated previously, a very high-ranking former U.S. military officer will be participating in the Q&A session at the event. This official will be remaining at the event to connect with the audience after the Q&A session. I cannot announce his identity until the event day. Also, there may be a very important microbiologist attending to participate in Q&A. I will announce when I can confirm his attendance. Biosphere implosion is accelerating by the day. All who can are asked to attend this critical awareness and call to action event. Time is not on our side. The Shasta County event is being co-sponsored by the Jim Fair Group, who will also be at the Shasta County Fairgrounds on July 28th in an adjacent building. Jim Fair is a steadfast ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. A fully stocked geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth is at all Jim Fair events, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E. Look them up online. This week's Jim Fair event is at Portland, Oregon. Started yesterday, ends tomorrow at the Oregon Convention Center. Next week, San Rafael, California, July 13th through July 15th. There will be geoengineeringwatch.org July 28th event flyers at each of these events as well for those who are interested in attending the Shasta County Fairgrounds Critical Climate Engineering Awareness and Call to Action meeting. Moving on, for those who post comments in our comments threads and below YouTube's. I greatly appreciate, GeoengineeringWatch.org greatly appreciates the posting of productive comments that contribute to the information sharing that goes on in those threads. If you try to post threatening comments directly at anyone, they will not be posted. Something to keep in mind. Before I get to the biosphere collapse headlines, and there are many, far too many to cover. I'm picking the most dire headlines, but there's too many to cover every week because all is accelerating. The methane apocalypse, which geoengineering is making far worse, not better, is accelerating. It's not just methane. It's countless forms of anthropogenic damage being done to the planet, which many are still choosing to deny, with climate engineering being at the top, mathematically the greatest single part to the puzzle, but by no means the only part. We have been horrible stewards of our planet. Methane is filling the atmosphere. Nighttime low temperatures are rising twice as fast as daytime highs. We have crop collapse, fisheries collapse happening around the globe. But before I get to all that, let's go over some statistics that give an idea of the willful blindness that is still occurring in the population. Not just in the United States, of course, it's all over the world, especially in first world nations. But since we just passed the 4th of July and everybody's blindly waving their flags without any true understanding, for the most part, with some exceptions, of what that really means, let's consider this statistic from a new Gallup poll in U.S., 47% extremely proud to be Americans. What does the 4th of July mean, really? The 4th of July lie that very few are willing to face. Let's consider this message from former President Reagan cabinet official Paul Craig Roberts. Here is the title of his recent report. July 4th is Matrix Reinforcement Day. From his report, for many living in the colonies, the event, speaking of the revolution, was not the glorious one that was presented in history books. There was much opposition to the separation, and the loyalists, quote, were killed, confiscated, and forced to flee to Canada. But let's consider that some historians explain the event not as a great and noble enterprise of freedom and self-government, but as the manipulations of ambitious men who saw opportunity for profit and power. Is the whole 4th of July celebration, in fact, a performance to reinforce the matrix in which Americans live? Let's consider the words of U.S. Marine General Smedley Butler. General Butler is the most highly decorated U.S. officer in history. By the end of his career, he had received 16 medals, 5 for heroism. He is one of 19 men to receive the Medal of Honor twice, one of only 3 men to be awarded both the Marine Corps Brevet Medal and the Medal of Honor, and the only to be awarded the Brevet Medal and 2 Medals of Honor, all for separate actions. Butler served in all officer ranks that existed in the U.S. Marines of his time, from second lieutenant to major general. He said that, quote, during that period, I spent most of my time being a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street, and for the bankers. In short, I was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism. Again, these are the words of the most decorated officer in U.S. military history. Butler continues. He says he was a long time escaping from the matrix and that he wishes, quote, more of today's military personnel would realize that they are being used by the owning elite as a publicly subsidized capitalist goon squad. Again, consider who's making this statement. The most decorated military individual in U.S. military history. Butler wrote, quote, war is a racket. It always has been. He continued with this. It is possibly the oldest, easily the most profitable, surely the most vicious. It is the only one international in scope. It is the only one in which the profits are reckoned in dollars and the losses in lives. In 1935, Butler wrote this, which was published in Common Sense magazine, quote, I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service, and during that period, I helped make Mexico safe for American oil interests. In 1914, I helped make Haiti and Cuba a decent place for the National City Bank boys to collect revenues in. I helped in the raping of half a dozen Central American republics for the benefit of Wall Street. I helped purify Nicaragua for the international banking house of the Brown Brothers in 1902 through 1912. I brought light to the Dominican Republic for the American sugar interests in 1916. I helped make Honduras write for the American fruit companies in 1903, and China in 1927. I helped to see to it that Standard Oil went on its way unmolested. Looking back on it, I might have given Al Capone a few hints. The best he could do was operate his racket in three districts. I operated on three continents. The military security complex about which President Eisenhower warned Americans 57 years ago uses the 4th of July to portray America's conflicts in a positive light in order to protect its power and profit institutionalized in the U.S. government. In stark contrast, by the end of his career, General Butler saw it differently. Washington has never fought for, quote, freedom and democracy, only for power and profit. Butler said, quote, "There are only two things we should fight for. One is the defense of our homes, and the other is the Bill of Rights." Today, the anti-gun lobby and militarized police have made it very difficult to fight for the defense of our homes, and the war on terror has destroyed the Bill of Rights. Again, a report from former Reagan cabinet official Paul Craig Roberts. Another headline, Trump administration sets new record for censoring and withholding U.S. government files. From that report, government spent $40.6 million in legal fees to defend decision to withhold files. A quick reminder, in addition to the FOIA requests that our attorneys at geoengineeringwatch.org and Stop Geoengineering Minnesota have tried to recover from NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which are being denied, which they're legally required to give, so much for draining the swamp for this administration. In addition to that, and files being withheld across the board, I believe 78% of Freedom of Information requests are now being withheld. No open transparency with this government, this administration. They're just puppets in the play, like all previous presidents, but it's worse now than ever before. And a quick reminder, Homeland Security and other U.S. government agencies purchased 2.4 billion rounds of hollow point bullets in 2012. What do you think they want that much ammunition for? And let's not forget, in 2010, all of our doorsteps were GPS surveyed. All of us. Why? And they would not answer. I tried to reach the Census Bureau, got no answer. They hiked into my doorstep twice, almost a mile behind a lock gate to GPS my doorstep. Let's ask ourselves why. Moving on. Here's a statement from Mike Hastie, a combat medic in the United States war against Vietnam. Yesterday, I had a conversation with an Iraq veteran who was in Iraq in 2007. No one in his military unit were killed, but after they came home, six of his friends eventually committed suicide. People who wake up and face what they have done. Does our society seem to care about them? It doesn't seem so. We should care about them because of what they were made to do, because of the deception that was forced on them about being, quote, patriotic, when in reality, as I just covered, the American invasions and occupations almost of 100 countries in the last 100 years is not about freedom and democracy. It's about power, control, and resources. And on this note, for those who committed suicide, which is a tragedy, our military brothers and sisters forced or deceived into supporting the empire, how many Americans claim to care about unborn children? But once born, support countless forms of harm to our children, from lethal vaccinations to fluoridated water, and sending them off to fight and die for empire. What unimaginable hypocrisy. And let's not forget to look up and see the climate engineering, aka weather warfare, aka biological warfare programs being conducted in the skies above our heads every single day by the government that Americans blindly wave their flags in support of without understanding what that really means, without wanting to face the truth. That must change. But the empire is collapsing, as all empires do. From truthdig.org, this headline, America, the failed state. Our corporate coup d'etat in slow motion has opened a Pandora's box of evils that is transforming America into a failed state. The unholy trinity of corruption, impunity, and violence can no longer be checked. The ruling elites abjectly serve corporate power to exploit and impoverish the citizenry. Democratic institutions, including courts, are mechanisms of corporate repression. Financial fraud and corporate crime are carried out with impunity. The decay is exacerbated by the state's indiscriminate use of violence abroad. Just discuss that. And at home, where rogue law enforcement agencies harass and arrest citizens and the undocumented and often kill the unarmed. I want to stop there for a moment. This is not all law enforcement. There are very honorable members of law enforcement. I wish to acknowledge them. I speak from experience. I've had protection from the drug-growing element that exists in the woods of Northern California, to which I am very grateful to the Shasta County Sheriff's Department for. They have provided immense help for me, in particular, in this arena. There are many good law enforcement people, but we know that there are many bad apples as well in all agencies. I'm just pointing that out. This report from Truthdig is just pointing that out. Continuing. A depressed and enraged population trapped by chronic unemployment and underemployment is overdosing in opioids, thanks to the medical industrial complex, by the way, and beset by rising suicide rates, and they engage in acts of nihilistic violence, including mass shootings, hate group proliferation, the savagery, mayhem, and grotesque distortions familiar to those on the outer reaches of empire increasingly characterize American existence. We need those honorable members of law enforcement and the military-industrial complex to educate themselves on what is going on and why and what part they're playing in that. That's what we're asking for. And I acknowledge there are many honorable members of the armed forces and law enforcement, but we need you to stop blindly doing your job in some cases, many cases, and to examine the morality of what you're being asked to do. Regarding the U.S. Department of Defense, it's not a Department of Defense. It's not about defense. The same with the Israeli, quote, IDF, Israeli Defense Force. It's not about defense. It's about offense. It's about empire. And that's what it's always been about. Patriotism should not be blind. And blind patriotism is, in fact, not patriotism. It's tyranny. An all-out assault against the human race and the entire web of life continues to be waged by those who wield power. In regard to the all-out assault against populations by their own governments on countless fronts, as I've covered, those who believe governmental agencies like the EPA exist to protect the public need to wake up. On that note, here's a new headline report from multiple sources. Under fire for ethics scandals, EPA Chief Pruitt resigns. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt, who pleased President Donald Trump by gutting environmental regulations, came under fire for travel and security expenses. The report goes on and on. Let's consider that the occupants of the White House, of both political stripes, are power structure puppets in the theater of the absurd that is designed to distract and divide populations until the last possible moment. The so-called draining of the swamp that many Americans are still blindly choosing to believe is occurring could not be further from the truth. The swamp continues to be populated with ever more criminal elements in government. That's the fact of the matter. Believing otherwise is simply a delusion, or those who believe that Obama was any different are not living in reality, or Clinton, or the Bushes. Part of the power structure theater. Trump's speech in Montana last week was an example of the absurd, a frighteningly simplistic and ideological diatribe of factless, feel-good, tell-them-what-they-want-to-hear idiocy. We're all living in an asylum, and as I stated, it's not just Trump, of course. Obama, Clinton, the Bushes, all a part of the asylum theater. Moving on, the list of public health hazards and threats being covered up by official agencies is mind-bending. Agencies that are actually tasked with protecting the public, like the EPA, from which Mr. Pruitt played his part of cover-up. From the water we drink to the air we breathe, extreme threats are being systematically hidden. One primary example is the extremely toxic air that commercial airline passengers are being forced to breathe. Here's a statement from U.S. attorney and aerotoxic syndrome expert. The only thing filtering toxic soup out of air passenger cabins are the lungs of the passengers and crew. And those jets are flying through the toxic climate engineering fallout, which is also being sucked into the cabins. Just one example of what we're not being told. Let's consider now what the Australian government is imposing on their citizens. Australian government begins fining parents who don't vaccinate their kids. Vaccinations, like the so-called military push for freedom and democracy, a lie. It's not about the common good. It's about power and control. That simple. The report from Australia goes on to say this: Australia's government will crack down on parents who refuse to vaccinate their children. Why do you think those in power are so determined to push now proven toxic vaccinations? This is making the population less functional. It is miring them in the difficulty that comes with destroying the health of the population. And that's exactly what is occurring. Another headline: the coming collapse, from truthdig.org, author Chris Hedges. Again, the Trump administration did not rise like Venus on a half shell from the sea. Donald Trump is the result of a long process of political, cultural, and societal decay. He's a product of our failed democracy. The longer we perpetuate the fiction that we live in a functioning democracy, that Trump and the political mutations around him are somehow an inherent deviation that can be vanquished in the next election, the more we will hurtle towards tyranny. The problem is not Trump. It's a political system dominated by corporate power and the mandarins of two major political parties in which we don't count. We will wrest back political control by dismantling the corporate state. And this means massive and sustained civil disobedience, like the demonstrations by teachers around the country this year. If we do not stand up, we will enter a new dark age. Again, if you are caught up in the left, right, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal paradigm, you're caught up in the exact orchestrated matrix the power structure wants you in so that you are not seeing the bigger picture. Please break out of that matrix. For the record, this new report from multiple sources. On to the environment. Biosphere collapse will fuel power structure, blatant, aggressive insanity. And that's what we are hurtling toward. Red List research finds 26,000 global species under extinction threat. No biosphere, no people. No trees, no people. Oceans die, we die. Insects die, we die. Atmosphere stops functioning properly, we die. All of this is happening at once. 26,000 global species under extinction threat. Now we're getting mainstream acknowledgement of what we have stated at geoengineeringwatch.org since the beginning of our website, and prior to that, from disseminations for the 15 years that I've been in this battle. We have been trying to bring these issues to light, and now it's being acknowledged. Why? Because they can no longer hide it. Not because they want to tell the truth, but because it can no longer be hidden. From this report, more than 26,000 of the world's species are now threatened, according to the latest assessment of the natural world, adding to fears that the planet is entering a sixth wave of extinctions. No, it's not entering the sixth wave of extinctions. We are well into that curve, way into that curve, losing 200 to 300 species of plant, animal, and insect to extinction every single day, 1.5% of normal. That's up to 15,000 times the background rate, which is 1.5% of normal. Nothing normal about that. So now, finally, we have some mainstream acknowledgement that 26,000 of the world's species are now threatened with imminent extinction. They're acknowledging it because they cannot hide it any longer. Back to biosphere collapse and headlines related to climate collapse, which is the core causal factor of the radically increasing power structure desperation. Biosphere collapses, we all go with it. That's simple. From multiple sources, Ireland bracing for the hottest day in recorded history. We don't see many of these headlines on mainstream media yet, except the ones they can't hide any longer, but it's starting to surface. I'm encouraging people to investigate everything I report here. It gets worse. Consider this headline. Last week from multiple sources, heat wave in the Arctic, the danger zone. On July 5th, 2018, it was as hot as 33.5°C or 92.3°F on the coast of the Arctic Ocean in Siberia. 92+ degrees. And the official reading was likely lower than the actual reading because we are seeing a radical underreporting of official high temperatures. More headlines from Siberia. Bizarre scenes as red rain appears to fall in Russia. Remember I reported orange snowfall on a broadcast recently. We've had similar occurrences in parts of the U.S. and other parts of the world. Though official sources would say otherwise for these events, they come up with always an excuse to try to pacify the population. The likely scenario is that climate engineering, climate intervention programs are using agents of aerosols to disperse for various agendas. Ocean iron fertilization is one. And these elements likely at times fall in the wrong place. Thus, we have these occurrences of red rain, orange snow. We've had blue and purple snowfalls, all documented very well. And these are likely connected to the climate engineering fallout. And we know in the case of ocean iron fertilization that literally toxic industrial waste, iron oxides, other forms of industrial waste are being used to seed the oceans to intentionally create algae blooms to suck CO2 out of the atmosphere, but those blooms then kill that section of ocean. Is it any surprise we have expanding ocean dead zones all around the world? Multiple causes for this, not blaming everything on climate engineering, of course, but climate engineering mathematically the single biggest factor in so much of the die-off around the globe and the biosphere destruction. Another headline from the UK Independent and other sources. UK weather, water shortage warnings and hose pipe ban as heat wave intensified. From this report, utility companies have warned of potential water shortages across the UK. A hose pipe ban has been introduced in Northern Ireland as temperatures were forecast to remain at record highs over the weekend. Britain saw a record for the hottest temperature of the year broken for the fourth consecutive day. Forecasters expect the heat wave to continue through the weekend. From thebigwobble.org and other sources, heat waves reported from Canada, US, UK, Europe, and Russia as the Northern Hemisphere hits high summer. Another headline from sputniknews.com and other sources. The hottest ticket on Earth right now is the realization that all-time heat records have been shattered around the world over the past 7 days. From this report, many regions in the Northern Hemisphere, as well as areas in the Middle East and Asia, have reported the hottest temperatures for those areas ever recorded. The sweltering highs are a result of vast and remarkably persistent atmospheric areas of heat swirling around the planet's northern half. Listen to this. I've covered this in previous broadcasts. A persistent and massive heat dome has enveloped the eastern areas of North America, in which heat and extreme humidity have caused notable all-time records, including a June 28th all-time high of 105 Fahrenheit in Denver, Colorado, and a July 2nd all-time high of 97.9 in Montreal, Canada. I want to repeat that. Persistent and massive heat domes. Climate engineering and the ionosphere heaters that are used with climate engineering to create these heat domes. And this does not mean the planet is not heating otherwise. It is heating at the rate, mathematically, of 4 to 5 Hiroshima bombs per second. The thermal energy contained in 4 to 5 Hiroshima bombs a second. If you do not believe me, and I don't want you to, please look this up. Look up everything I state. Verify for yourself. The planet is heating radically, but in specific regions, as the climate engineers, in their desperation to carry out their agendas, can further augment that heating by the creation of these high-pressure domes. Why would they create these domes? Because high pressure in the northern hemisphere spins clockwise, and this spins the upper-level wind currents, and this helps them control where they can create short-term, highly toxic regional cooldowns to create the headlines they need to continue the confusion and division of the U.S. population. So while we have record heat occurring in so many places, they can and are creating snowstorms, summer snowstorms in some regions, which they hype those headlines and thus perpetuate the confusion and the division of the population. Geoengineering, climate engineering, weather intervention programs are not just about weather warfare. They're also about psychological warfare, confusing and dividing the populations as to the true state of climate collapse until the last possible moment. That's what these high-pressure domes are about. The report continues, Montreal's records include a midnight all-time high record for the heat and humidity on that date. Nighttime low temperatures rising twice as fast as daytime highs because greenhouse gases like CO2, methane, nitrous oxide are building up in the atmosphere that's trapping heat. If you don't believe that, ask yourself, what regulates the planet's heat? What is it? A magic thermostat that automatically keeps the planet at a specific temperature? People have been programmed to think in these terms. They don't even consider what a miracle planet this is and what a delicate balance we've had that has been completely obliterated. And climate engineering also trapping more heat than it deflects and shredding the atmosphere, destroying the hydrological cycle. Climate engineering, on top of all other forms of human activity, anthropogenic activity, climate engineering is the single greatest assault against the entire web of life ever launched by the human race. Greatest and most immediate threat we face for countless reasons, short of nuclear cataclysm. Report from the heat waves continues with this. Current data forecasting suggests that the impressive dome of high pressure will be the strongest in the last 30 years for this time of season. In Europe, extreme high temperatures decimated much of the British Isles, and roads and roofs buckled in the heat, cited by the Weather Channel. Areas in Scotland saw the hottest temperatures ever recorded in that nation. From the Washington Post and other sources, and again, these mainstream sources can no longer hide reality. That's why they are beginning to admit to them. Red hot planet. All-time heat records have been set all over the world during the past week. Large areas of heat pressure or heat domes, there they are. Again, acknowledgement of what I just went over. The heat domes. High pressure domes. As they heat the ionosphere, ground-based ionosphere heaters can cause an electrical chain reaction that superheats the ionosphere. This pushes air down. The compressing air heats and increases the intensity of our already superheating planet in certain zones. So again, this acknowledgement, in this case from the Washington Post, of the heat domes. Another headline from sciencealert.com. These are all from last week. Our planet is on fire. Here are the all-time heat records set worldwide this week. That's contained in the article. I don't have time to cover it here. From the Capital Weather Gang and other sources, this headline, Africa may have witnessed its all-time hottest temperature Thursday last week. 124 degrees officially. Actual temperature on the ground likely hotter still. From that report, the planet's hottest continent probably just endured its hottest weather ever reliably measured. No, we are not descending into an ice age. The solar minimums and the narrative relating to those minimums that somehow we are entering an ice age, there is virtually no data that remotely supports that false narrative. We need to stand on credible data if we're to have any chance of exposing and halting climate engineering. The Maunder minimum was a 1/400th reduction in the solar energy hitting the planet. 1/400th. It means virtually nothing against the backdrop of the kind of decimation I'm describing from human activity, including climate engineering at the top of the list. Please, do actual investigations stand on credible data and help us to expose climate engineering? If you want to help the greater good, stand on credible data, not ideology, not preconception, not programming. From Fox News, this headline, record heat wave kills 33 in Quebec. This is all from last week, by the way, all from last week. And I want to stress the equation we face is as non-linear as it could possibly be. Feedback loops are now feeding on themselves, which is accelerating the ongoing, unfolding global climate collapse. From the LA Times and other sources, dangerous Southern California heat wave is, quote, one for the record books. From this report, record-breaking heat is descending on Southern California on Friday, yesterday, bringing new fire dangers as well as health concerns for people who have to endure the conditions. Quote, today will be one for the record books. Almost all, if not all, of the daily records will fall. It's happening all over the globe, with some exceptions, which I will cover right now. The climate-engineered cooldowns, temporary and toxic cooldowns using patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. And you can search this out. For those who want to find more data on what I discuss here, if you search geoengineeringwatch.org and then the subject you want, for example, chemical ice nucleation, or engineered winter, or ozone layer destruction, or geoengineering is creating fires. Search geoengineeringwatch.org and that subject, and you'll find articles. We have almost 2,500 articles on our site. That's how you find them. It's not hard to do once you get the hang of it. So you can learn more about what I'm stating. I can't cover all the data in this short broadcast. There's too much happening all over the world, but you can further your research by doing what I just outlined. So in regard to engineering cooldowns to create wanted headlines to confuse the population, here's one. KTVQ News in Montana, Channel 2 News. It snowed in parts of Montana on July 3rd. It snowed while we had record temperatures in so many other places. Chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. Continuing on that theme, from the Watchers.news and other sources, this headline, record-breaking rainfall threatens much of Japan, 160,000 advised or ordered to evacuate. We don't see many of these headlines here on mainstream media again. From that report, the Japan Meteorological Agency has advised and ordered more than 160,000 people to evacuate as seasonal rain front hanging over the country threatens record-breaking rainfall. Water, atmospheric moisture is needed for chemical ice nucleation. When they want to cool down a region, moisture will be diverted to that region. Part of the way they steer this moisture is creating these high-pressure domes like the pulleys on a car fan belt, wrapping around clockwise for some, counterclockwise for others. Picture how that fan belt works. That's how they're steering wind currents with high and low pressure zones, playing weather whack-a-mole, creating weather whiplash scenarios. Another headline from multiple sources. Record 36,605 lightning strikes in a day. Large hail destroys homes, cars, crops in France. Hail. Large hail. Did you catch that from this headline? Bear with me for a moment. I'll elaborate. From the Watchers.news and other sources, intense hailstorm hits Valencia, Spain, affecting 27,000 acres of crops. Damage up to 47 million euros. When they chemically ice nucleate, it starts the nucleation process early. It builds up at temperatures far above freezing initially. It cools down the surface as that cold air descends, but it creates massive hailstones. This is chemical ice nucleation. Again, on that subject, geoengineering / hailstorms or geoengineering record hail, geoengineeringwatch.org, record hailstorms. Any of these subjects you can look up by simply Googling geoengineeringwatch.org and the subject you want to find. Help us to share and propagate this data with others so that they might understand what's going on. We need everyone to help us with that. This information does no good. If we don't have the help in distributing it, it does no good. Help us to share this data, credible data that will help to wake people up to what's going on around them. And inside each of these articles, there's blue highlighted hyperlinks that lead to sources for the data contained in that article. Please help us to propagate this data. That's the only way we can wake people up, by sharing credible data. Let me take an off-ramp here for a moment to cover a headline for the record. More consolidation of power and control on the geoengineering front as the power structure becomes ever more desperate. Boeing struck a deal for controlling stake in the commercial aircraft arm of the Brazilian plane maker Embraer under a new $4.75 billion joint venture, the firm said on Tuesday, reshaping the global passenger jet duopoly. Boeing, completely involved with climate engineering, along with all the other private defense contractors, now taking even more control of the aircraft manufacturing industry and likely now making it easier for them to build planes with the aerosol dispersion apparatus already on them so they do not have to be retrofit. And we have photographs, up-close photographs of passenger jets with nozzles mounted on the pylons aimed into the exhaust jet stream to make this look like, quote, condensation in our skies, when it is not. It is a particulate dispersion, a particulate trail, toxic particulate. So more consolidation of the aircraft industry by private defense contractors like Boeing. Moving on, a friend forwarded to me a Rush Limbaugh podcast for July 5th because a caller on the show brought up the climate engineering to Rush after Rush mentioned something about Iran, which I'll cover in a moment. Not surprisingly, Rush did his best to spin and deny the current climate engineering reality, then went on to try and make the case that climate change is a joke. For those who actually accept and believe a paid liar like Mr. Rush Limbaugh, please, find your courage, do some objective investigation. We don't face climate change or global warming. we are free-falling into an abrupt climate shift, being further fueled by climate engineering processes. Those who choose to believe Rush Limbaugh instead of reality, consider that your denial will not save you. Wait and see. Please help us to sound the alarm. Investigate. Make your voice heard. Moving on, some continue to claim that human activity has done nothing to the planet. Again, apparently they feel that there's some sort of magic thermostat that keeps the planet in equilibrium no matter what we do to the planet. Some of these individuals claim that it's only volcanic activity that is creating some of the climate scenarios we're seeing. Let's examine a headline relating to that. A new headline report and study has been released from Nature.com and other sources. Evidence of an active volcanic heat source beneath Pine Island Glacier. But in summary, consider these excerpts. Helium isotopes originating from Earth's mantle at the front of Pine Island Glacier indicate substantial volcanic heat source upstream, contributing to glacial melt. Though, and listen to this, consider this, though rising temperatures in oceans are still the biggest contributor to Antarctic melting. Which comes first here, the volcanic activity or the heating of our planet? Thermal expansion helps to trigger volcanism. Glacial rebound helps to trigger volcanism in the case of Antarctica and even Greenland. As the weight of the ice is lifted from those land masses, because it's melting and flowing into the sea, those land masses begin to move. They begin to rise. They begin to reshape themselves, thus triggering more volcanism. This is a chicken or the egg syndrome. It is the heating of the planet that is most directly related to the volcanism that then begins to increase. And this is one of the feedback loops I just mentioned. Everything begins to feed on itself. It begins to accelerate, which is the nonlinear equation we now find ourselves in. An accelerating freefall into global climate collapse being further fueled by climate engineering. From the Barents Observer and other sources, this new report, Arctic cruise ship boom. More Arctic cruise ships. Why? Because the ice is melting, not expanding. There's nothing but slush in the Arctic in many places now. The old ice is gone. We may have an ice-free Arctic by September of this year or next. Our world will change at that moment. From the UK Independent and other sources, Arctic whales threatened by collisions and noise pollution as ships begin crossing melting sea ice. Even in the North Pole, from the report, it may be passable in the matter of decades. This is, again, a pacification report. It may be passable in a year or two. It raises questions of how to allow economic development while also protecting Arctic marine species. What an incredibly ridiculous statement. When the Arctic ice is gone and the thawing of methane hydrates there goes exponential, we are done if we reach that point. All available evidence indicates that may be the end of the road. Climate engineering is making that worse, not better. Back to the focus on exposing and stopping climate engineering being our greatest priority. Let's bounce back to power structure desperation for resources as the world burns. The quest for remaining resources is intensifying. Libya's oil exports suspended amid political turmoil. This is from the Middle East Eye. From the report, crucial oil ports recently recaptured by a Libyan military chief have been closed. The country's national oil company declared Monday. The turmoil we have created throughout the Middle East is continuing to manifest itself. On that note, as I stated, the desperate quest for remaining resources by the Western military-industrial complex is becoming unimaginably blatant and alarming. As I've reported for many years, climate engineering utilized as weather warfare has been routinely used to destabilize governments and topple nations. On that note, consider this headline from the website IranFocus.com and other sources. Iran's water crisis may result in social and political upheaval. Cut off the water, destabilize the nation. The Iranian military has yet again brought to light the fact that they are the victims of ongoing weather warfare. Their rain is being cut off, as I have covered in numerous broadcasts over many years. Again, let's consider that every Middle Eastern country that was on the U.S. military takedown and takeover hit list 1 week after 9/11, as reported on the record by General Wesley Clark, has undergone a once in 1,000 year drought. Are we to believe that this is just an astounding coincidence? Follow me through these next several reports. First, let's rewind to 3 weeks ago, this headline from theduran.com and other sources. Analysis: Israel's crazy offer to Iran, we will give you water, you give us your land. His, Netanyahu's, offer came in the form of a YouTube video, which was also re-uploaded with in Arabic and Farsi and Persian and Iranian subtitles. In the video, he, Netanyahu, says Iran is suffering from a major lack of water and Israel wants to help. This YouTube is so astoundingly twisted, with Netanyahu, a pitcher of cold water on the table, pouring a glass of water and drinking it, mocking the lack of water that is killing people not only in Iran but in other countries, sub-Saharan African countries, other Middle Eastern countries. People have died by the tens or hundreds of thousands because of lack of water that's being cut off by NATO weather modification, weather warfare programs. So again, the Israeli Prime Minister taunting the people of Iran, a country that has not invaded anyone for 230 years, with a glass of ice water in a video that is beyond twisted, should be viewed by everybody in considering the context that that video was made in and about. Let's consider this headline from Newsweek. Iranian general says Israel behind climate change and is stealing clouds. But the Newsweek article goes on to try and debunk the story by quoting an Iranian source as stating this: if it was possible for a country to steal clouds, and we're talking about disseminating rainfall, stealing clouds is the wrong term, the U.S. would not be suffering its own water shortage. First, let's start with the fact that anyone who thinks that the U.S. government does what it does for the benefit of the American people is not living in reality. I've cited example after example after example from the hundreds of documented biological experiments carried out against innocent U.S. civilians, not to mention innocent U.S. military personnel, to the nuclear testing done, some of which in our own country, of which we now have peer-reviewed study to state clearly, indirectly killed almost 500,000 Americans. Our government does not care about you. If you think so, you're not living in reality. So this attempt to state that the U.S. would not be suffering its own water shortage if it knew how to manipulate the weather is utterly absurd. We have historical documentation of weather warfare. We have the Chinese government openly stating that don't worry about rain in the Olympics because we'll make sure it doesn't. This technology is extremely old and long since been proven. They are cutting off the rain to the Middle Eastern countries because they are trying to destabilize them. Let's consider everything that's been done to Iran, the holdout that the U.S. wants desperately. U.S. pulls out of the Iranian treaty. U.S. continues to sanction Iran, illegal sanction, breaking treaties, breaking its word, no honor. Going all the way back to the American Indians, what did they say? The U.S. government has broken every promise they have ever made to us, except one. They promised to take our land, and they have. They did. It's business as usual. U.S. vows to keep Gulf Waterway open after Iran threatens blockade. No one else is allowed to take any steps of sanctioning or blocking of resources, or the U.S. military will do whatever it takes to fight back. It's a one-way door. U.S. is allowed to invade countries all over the world. U.S. is allowed to take resources all over the world. But if a country wants to keep its resources and use them for its own benefit, that's not allowed. That's not allowed. Let's remember Bolton's speech. John Bolton's speech I just played on a broadcast recently. He stated, we will be in Tehran in 2019. John Bolton, war criminal, should be on trial for his war crimes. That's a fact of the matter. But instead, where is he at? By Trump's side. That's not cleaning out the swamp. Let's go back further. The president of Iran statement at the UN that in 2012 that NATO was cutting off the water to those countries. Again, let's go all the way back to 2001. Wesley Clark, what he said would happen has happened. The destabilizing of all these Middle Eastern countries, all their rain cut off, record droughts, destabilizing populations. This is not hard to put these dots together. It's not hard. The U.S. mission is to install a puppet government in Iran, as they have done in so many other countries already. This is business as usual. More headlines on this current theme. Armed clashes in Iran as Giuliani calls for regime change. Part of the problem, Giuliani. All of these people, part of the same inner circle that are pulling the strings that the American population seems to be willing to allow. Another headline from earlier this year, Trump and Bolton call for a regime change in Iran. So there you have it. There's your Make America Great Again. Stealing resources under the guise of spreading freedom and democracy in countries around the globe. Those countries that have those resources, countries that don't have those resources are left alone. While Americans blindly wave their flags following the power structure propagated narratives, completely false narratives, to make them feel good about what's being done in their name around the world. Another headline report from APnews.com and other sources. Gunfire clashes amid Iranian protests over water scarcity. Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Gunfire erupted as Iranian security forces confronted protesters early Sunday amid demonstrations over water scarcity in the country's south. Violence that authorities said wounded at least 11 people. The protests, some 1,650 kilometers southwest of Tehran, come as residents of the predominantly Arab city near the border with Iraq complain of salty, muddy water coming out of their taps amid years-long drought. The unrest there only compounds the wider unease felt across Iran as it faces economic crisis sparked by President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw America from Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. This is what these actions are designed to do. Destabilize countries out of desperation, force protesting to begin occurring. When people don't have enough to eat or drink, they become very difficult to deal with. Understandably, why would that not be the case? Weather warfare, the coveted jewel of the power structure, the weapon by which they can topple countries without those countries ever, or the populations of those countries, I should say, ever realizing they were directly engaged in warfare, cut off their reign. Remember again, at the start of all of my news broadcasts, the film of, at the time, Vice President Johnson, who later became President Johnson, stating, like a raving maniac, he who controls the weather controls the world. That's what's occurring. But at what cost? At what cost? This weapon of total control, weather weapon, using radio frequency microwave transmissions. By the way, we face 5G soon. 5G is an incredibly lethal band of microwave transmission. All of this compounding, all of this killing the web of life, all of this killing us, all of this killing the planet's life support systems. What will it take to wake the populations up to the fact that those in power are completely and totally out of control? If we do not change course, we will all pay the price. Very, very soon. And again, for those who mistakenly believe that the United States government cares more about them than they do the Iranian people, or the Palestinian people, or the Native Americans, going back in history further, think again. It is not the case. Please wake up and face reality. Iran is just the latest target. But now, thankfully, we have media covering the fact that governments like the United States, Israel, are being openly exposed for the weather warfare operations. How can some people do what they do to other people? Because they are not sane. Because they are not wired in a way that gives them any compassion for anyone. If populations continue to stand idly by and allow out-of-control power structures to decimate what is yet left of the planet's life support systems, we will all soon meet our end. That's a mathematical fact. How can each and every one of us help to sound the alarm, help to wake the sleeping populations, and help to alter our current course? Locate the contact link for media sources, public health agencies, environmental organizations, elected officials, etc. The list of those who need to be alerted to the climate engineering issue is endless. Forward them credible data from a credible source. How to find articles from geoengineeringwatch.org. I went over this earlier. Search geoengineeringwatch.org, and the subject you're searching for, you should find articles from our site. If you're near enough to attend the Critical Climate Engineering Awareness and Call to Action event in Shasta County, California on July 28th, please do so. We must make every day count time is not on our side. See the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for more information and input on what you can do to help tilt the scale in the right direction. All of our voices matter in this battle. Make your voice heard. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.